It is high school graduation season, and that means there's a lot of proud parents across Georgia this week. The happiness and the joy they feel as their kids receive diplomas makes all the last-minute papers and missing homework and late arrivals seem somehow worth it, right? It's hard to put a price tag on something that important, but there actually is a price tag. It can be pretty expensive to be a high school senior these days. Even just a graduation robe rental can run between $40 and $80. So when does free education stop being free? Let's talk about that. Don Mann is a counselor at Harrison High School in Cobb County, Georgia. Hi, Don.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. And Patricia Seaman is with the National Endowment for Financial Education. Welcome, Patricia.
Thank you.
So, Patricia, this is kind of personal for me because I have a graduating senior this year, and I can't even describe to you the sticker shock over all of the things I'm supposed to be paying for him to graduate. Do we have an idea of the average cost? And we're talking public schools here, but the average cost if you were to participate in all the graduation parties, rent your robe, get a class ring, the yearbook, do we know how much that all costs?
It varies from school to school, but it's easily over $1,000. And you're right. I have been through this twice in the past 5 years with my two girls. And senior year expenses really start in the junior year. You just get taken by surprise.
So, Don, how much does it cost? What are the things that somebody might have to pay for at Harrison High School?
Well, we have senior fees, and actually we have class fees from 9th through 12th. And if a student has paid those fees each year, some things are discounted by the time they're seniors, so there's a little bit of a perk that way. But senior fees, invitations, cap and gown, rental, they no longer buy the cap and gown. So cap and gown, rental, senior shirts, proms, prom cost, any gifts, parties, those things can run you a good bit.
What are the senior fees? What are those? And it sounds like you spread them because they're high, so you spread them out over 4 years?
Yes, the senior fees, and they're optional, and they start in the 9th grade. And if you pay 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, your prom ticket is free, and prom tickets can run $75 and up. But each year, the students, when they pay, they'll receive their class T-shirts. It's usually about 2 T-shirts. And they receive other school-related paraphernalia. And then the cost will go to some of the senior activities that they experience. So we have senior week, and they have senior breakfast, and we have senior picnic. So some of those fun things the kids are able to do during the school day, those fees are used to cover some of those activities.
And we did get a response from Kimberly Willis Green, who's spokesperson for Atlanta Public Schools. She says there are no mandated senior student fees to graduate, which is what Don just said. Schools assess senior fees for senior activities like prom, senior breakfast, paraphernalia, I guess that means like the T-shirts, trips,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the amount varies by school and depends on what the senior class agrees they want as seniors. But Patricia, that does leave, if you're a low-income senior at the school, it kind of leaves you behind if you can't afford those fees, right? I mean, I imagine that some people, kids, might feel they're just not able to participate in the full senior experience.
Yeah, you know, we should really redefine what the full senior experience is so that kids and parents don't feel like they have to do everything. Mm-hmm. Now, for the fees and things like AP tests and SAT tests, often there are fee waivers from the College Board. Your parent organization at your school may do fundraising to cover some of these things. But this is a great time for parents to sit down and talk with their kids, kind of a holistic approach about spending decisions. Graduation senior year is the perfect time because there are so many choices. Some of them are needs, like you must have the cap and gown and tassel to walk, but some are wants, like the class ring or the fancy pictures for the yearbook. And so it's a great opportunity to start a conversation about what your child really wants in this most memorable year of high school and how you can help them get that.
Dawn, in my senior's case, my son's case, he had a number of mandatory fees. For example, you didn't have to buy the senior photo, but you did have to pay a sitting fee of like $40. Mm-hmm. In order for him to walk in graduation, he had to use the robes rental service that the school wanted. In other words, I couldn't go to the store and get a used one and have him walk in that robe. Mm-hmm. But the robe rental fee was over $60. And if he didn't have a robe, he couldn't walk. So already, I can't remember what the other fee was for, but there was a couple other mandatory ones. So already it would have cost me somewhere between $150 and $200 just to choose. Not to choose of the non-optional things. Is that normal? Is that standard?
That's pretty typical. There are resources in place. However, if you have a student who's having a difficult time obtaining or purchasing the cap and gown rental or otherwise, the companies that provide those caps and gowns for us, sometimes it's Herff Jones or Johnston's, they usually have in place a process for students to have a cap and gown for the use of that day if they are having financial difficulties. Oftentimes, too, if you have a school where in the past students paid for their cap and gown, you can borrow a cap and gown if it's, you know, the size for you, because typically the schools don't change what that cap and gown looked like throughout the years. And if you have someone who's purchased one and it fits, and everything is okay, then you may only need to purchase.
Yeah, that's not an option at our school, which I found surprising. We got another response from Kimberly Willis Green, who's a spokesperson for Atlanta Public Schools, who says, in instances of financial hardship, our schools work with and provide assistance to students and families on a case-by-case basis to purchase commencement regalia. All other senior activities are optional, which sounds very similar to what you were saying, right, Dawn?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
So, Patricia, when did this shift happen? Because it is a shift. This is very different from how I graduated from high school in 1988 or whenever that was. A long time ago, let's just say that. When did this begin to shift from the school onto parents?
Well, I think a lot of it happened when public funding for education started to change and decrease. And again, that's very much a state-by-state incident. But you're right. I know it has changed dramatically from the time I graduated high school to the time my daughters graduated high school. And yeah, it's a whole new world. And when it's your first child, you really are taken by surprise because you just mm-hmm. don't expect this.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And Dawn, yeah, I think people are often surprised. Dawn, do you take those kind of calls from surprised parents?
Not typically. I will, though, sometimes when I have a student may come in, and they don't always say it to you outright. How you know a lot of times is they will say, I still haven't ordered my cap and gown yet. I still haven't ordered my cap and gown yet. And we're getting closer. And it's in those instances that I know I'm working with a student who may have some need. And then I know who my contact person is in the school, where if we need to go through the company providing the cap and gown, or we can also speak with our social workers, because they usually have access to resources and can provide some of those things for the kids.
Though I imagine that's kind of embarrassing for kids. That's Harrison High School counselor Dawn Mann, and Patricia Seaman is with the National Endowment for Financial Education. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.